Hello.
How are you? Welcome back.
Well, I just made it 5 minutes ago.
Hi, Esther.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I believe we're in section 62 and verse 355.
I don't remember 354.
All right, then we'll do it at 354. L'shem Yichud Kudshah Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu L'yakka L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu Rabbi Shimon Amar Iman shel shadim hawat, kemi sitra tekaim nefkat vihiyo, ipmanat im lailai lilit vi askira deravya, deravye amar leya, rabbi abba behamar. Mar dehio it manat lechaika bivne na shamar lo hake uvedai vdehaihi atyat lechaikat beho bivne na shah uzim nim diole dat. Ruhim bialma minayu viad kanihi kaimat lechaika beho bivnei nasha. Rabbi Shimon said that she was the mother of demons, being of the side of Cain, and that along with LL, she is responsible for the epileptic death of babies. Rabbi Abba said to him, but sir, Rabbi Shimon, Na'ama was charged with seducing men in their sleep while they dream, placing her to the right of the klipot. Killing children, however, is from the left aspect. And he responded that this is precisely correct, because she seduced men and bore spirits in the world. She still persists in her seductive work in the world. But Rabbi Shimon said she cooperates with LL, and the death comes from the side of LL, not that of Na'ama. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, at least we're seeing the right and left side of the klipot.
Correct.
I'd always associated what we're reading with LL, not with Na'ama. I always thought that was a positive Bible character. So this is new to me. But I think that we're being shown the difference between the right and left column of the negative system in that particular verse.
Very true. But it's also this the idea that that Na'ama was positive, and now in this verse she's negative.
Does it not also sound like the two rabbis are not agreeing with each other?
Well, the two rabbis are disagreeing with each other. In certain respects, and that is very common in these early days characters, because really nobody was there that who wrote anything down. So everything that comes down to us is coming down verbally, and of course that could change, although if it was a change that was harmful to the plan of creation, it would have been, there would have been something brought into the timeline, into the historical words that would have corrected it. So what it's really saying is it doesn't really matter whether it's LL or Na'ama. What matters is that there's this process where the children die.
Mm-hmm.
And the death of children is not necessarily the tikkun of the child. It's the tikkun of the parents. And so whether it's from the left column of the left column or from the right column of the left column, it really has to do with the parents' tikkun. And we learn that through reincarnation. And that is hinted at here, but it's not clear.
I know there was one saint, Annie, very orthodox, that I knew in Israel. And when she became pregnant, you know, she would not let her husband tell the news. He was so excited. And, of course, they don't have baby showers ahead of time, and they don't decorate a nursery.
Right.
With
they
the ceiling.
They don't draw the evil eye, is what it amounts to.
Right.
They don't announce it to people until the woman starts to show and they can't hide it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially they're not trying to draw evil eye. I got pregnant.
Yeah.
The other women who want to be pregnant aren't. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should I go on?
Well, I think so.
Okay. I want to make one point out of this phrase, the epileptic death of babies. The crib death.
Crib death, yeah. That's what I thought was crib death. But
yeah, but crib death doesn't have an epileptic spit. But maybe it's talking about crib death. It probably is. But why in this verse is it translated as epileptic?
Mm-hmm.
And in others, it doesn't use the word epileptic. So I'm just pointing it out. I don't really have an answer as to why.
Right.
It's because it has to do with the translation. Verse 355. Amar lo Rabbi Abbas v'ayinun meitin kivnei nasha maitama ihi kaimat ad hashta amar lo akehu aval zili v'na'ama v'agrat bat machalat tenavkat Misifra dilhom kalho kayamot adivad er kucha barichu ruach besa'ava me'alma diktiv et ruach atuma a'avir min haaret. Rabbi Abbas asks him, but since those demons die like human beings, how can you say that Na'ama has survived to this day? He said to him that this is true, that demons die as humans do. Yet Lilith and Na'ama and Agrat, the daughter of Machalat, who originated from their side, will continue to live until the Holy Spirit, blessed be, burns the spirit of uncleanness from earth, uncleanliness. This is as it is written, I will cause the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Do you think it's the same kind of parallel between the races of angels, and here we have might say races of negative angels or spirits?
As to
why they continue living on?
Yes, I do, but I think the names are not really different races of angels. I think
mm-hmm.
they're all the same race, but that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit on intuition. But I think the tasks that the three demons are given can be discerned by an analysis of their name.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really done that.
Right.
I know I haven't done these three names. So, and mm-hmm. I don't recommend people do it because you don't want to get too attached to the negative system anyway.
Right. I've never heard of this Agrat. And I don't know, you know, the two genealogies are so different in the beginning of Genesis, and I haven't read that in quite a while, so I'm not sure if maybe they're listed. I know Lilith isn't, or LL, but I didn't get a chance this weekend to check. I meant to do that. I didn't get to.
Yeah,
so new information for sure.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of Mapa Lot either, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Now, my edition says referred to the Holy One, and you said Holy Spirit. So there was a difference there. That demons, not as human beings, is adding caps, too. So.
What's in caps?
That demons die as humans do. He said to him that this is true.
Okay.
And then this next phrase, the end of that sentence, is all in caps.
Understand.
Mm-hmm.
I also... and I'm also not sure where I said the Holy One and you say the Holy Spirit.
Well, it's the next sentence after yet LL and Naamah and Agrat, the daughter of Makalot, who originated from their side, will continue to live until the Holy One, is what my version said. But I thought I heard you say Holy Spirit. And I know
I said Holy One.
Well, I heard Spirit. So, but then the last sentence says, I will cleanse the unclean spirit. The only reason I said that was because oftentimes the Zohar will say Holy Spirit.
Yes, sometimes it does, and sometimes it says mm-hmm. Holy One, and there's a difference.
Yes.
But
okay.
In this particular sentence, it says, until the Holy One, blessed be he, burns the spirit of uncleanliness from the
right.
earth. So if both words are in there, and that's why I think you might have, you know, misheard me. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters that I'm glad you corrected it so that we're clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote it as you. Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay. When you say a different word, I always write it off to the side. But I could have heard it wrong. I just came from a morning service, so I'm not in the...
That's why we listen.
It's not important. It's just, you know, I like making the notations when my version is different from somebody else's.
Understand. Verse 356. Amar Rabbi Shimon Vavlon Livne Nasha Inundila Yadin Vila Mashkihin Vila Mistachlin Vikal Ho Atimin Dila Yadin Tama Malayo Alma Mi Baryan Mishanyan Dila Itazun Umalin Satimin Dil Male Yit Yahav Rishuli Eina Lemehze Yit Mechun Bnei Nasha Pech Yachlin Veit Kaima Bialma. Rabbi Shimon said, woe to people, for they are not aware and do not take heed nor search for knowledge. They are all blindfolded and do not know how full the world is with strange and invisible creatures and things. If permission were to be given to the eye to see, people would wonder greatly as to how it is possible to survive in this world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's probably why Hashem doesn't let us normally see negative spirits. Or
anyway, he doesn't let us see any spirits usually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether they're negative or positive, when we don't generally see spirits. But this word is going on.
I think that's a good thing. Because we probably would go running, screaming into the night.
Zohar actually elsewhere says that if we actually saw what was truly around us, we'd die of fright.
Yeah, I believe it.
So that's part of God's mercy, is to realize that. Because if we saw it, we'd have a better, different sense of what is free will. And our actions would be different if we knew that that was, if we were able to see what was around us in the negative spirits that are waiting to pounce.
I think it would limit our choices.
For the
better. It would motivate us to do more positive things.
What?
It would motivate us to do more positive things. It's like if your hand falls off immediately after you steal something, you're not going to steal a second time.
Yeah, after you get over the shock that your hand fell off.
Well, you can pick it up and glue it back on.
Yeah, that Gorilla Glue, it does wonders.
Well, as a positive note, years ago, I was a morning practice driving on the interstate because, you know, I had, and Tony was always the one driving, and so I asked to drive to Lafayette myself. I mean, he was in the car with me. And out of the blue, I wasn't thinking on spiritual things. I was concentrating on the road and the cars. And it was like a shield just opened up, and I saw Queen Esther. And I got so overcome with emotion. And it took me weeks to get over that. And to me, that was a positive thing. So I can imagine if it would be, you even had a picture of one of your commentaries on Sunday morning. And, it was a horrible picture, a goat-like figure or something. And I remember, I thought, oh, my gosh. But it's just as bad when you watch something on TV. And all of a sudden, someone's committing a horrendous crime. It just, it does send a shock through you. So I will agree. We don't need to see that side of the world.
But it also unnerves when you're sitting there and you see shadows pass in front of you and you know that there's no one there but you. That is kind of unnerving.
But a shadow is a little less than actually seeing physical, you know, the whole being. So,
yeah.
I used to wonder when they started beginning to show things like that on television, if it wasn't preparing maybe for a future time of actually these beings, you know, exposing themselves and to us in the physical, and that it really wouldn't shock people. And they'd be swayed for the negative rather than the positive. But that was a thought, you know. And when you live long enough and you can remember things from that have conspired for 20 or 30 years, thoughts like that go through your head. So.
Well said.
You know, I mean, we were all shocked when Going with the Wind came out and Clark Gable said, "I don't give a damn." Okay, well, today, that's nothing compared to, you know, the programs that are available. I mean, you just have to be looking for your channel and not even actually watching something and see horrible things, you know. So, and I think our conscious becomes seared and we get used to seeing horrible things. And I just kind of wondered if it wasn't a negative thing of in time if these entities would begin to be seen in them. And maybe they are being seen. Maybe that's why some people commit these horrible, horrific murders these days, because they're hearing and they're seeing that negative system.
Well, it's more than just the murders, but, you know, if you're driving down the road and you see a fender bender, it's as if you're seeing these negative entities around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really think about it, the reason that the accident took place was because these demons, these negative entities, these negative spirits caused the cars to move or the person's attention to wander or whatever the cause was. So if you see that kind of negativity, as you grow in your spiritual development, you'll realize that by seeing that negative effect, you start to realize that what is the cause, which is those spiritual entities, which is ultimately caused by the person's own actions. And so they're experiencing the effect because these negative entities have been told, go down there and make that happen.
There's a show now that does the exact same thing, and it's very clear that it does show that the negative entities go down and they arrange so that things will be in a certain order, so whoever's supposed to pass on or go to the other side, that accident happens and they die.
Correct.
Would an antidote or vaccine against that would be, when you say the traveler's prayer, that you include everyone that's on the highway, not just yourself for safety and travel, but everybody that's in the road that day, would that not be?
It would be better than not saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your consciousness when you're saying it, because the saying of the words is creating a protection shield. The question is that protection shield totally complete? or is there still holes in it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the kavana and the consciousness of the words that it said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm kind of making that comment because Tony does, he's a school crossing guard, but the school that's near our home does not cross children. There are no sidewalks, and so all the children come by cars or by school buses. And, of course, the time change, now it's dark again. And then we've had a couple of accidents with school crossing guards that have gotten hit, or one was actually killed 2 years ago on the first day of school. So, you know, as he leaves, I pray for his safety. But it's like I'm trying to move away from just feeling the safety for him as well as to all the crossing guards. And I wondered if that was trying to get away from selfishness, even in your prayer life.
It's important that you get away from selfishness, even in your prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because you have to remember a prayer that's for your husband is really for yourself, because you are half of, you know, you're half a shekel.
Yeah, right.
So when you pray for Tony as Tony, it's going to be, I'm not going to say it's totally ineffective, but it's less effective than if you pray for a class of people that you create that is includes Tony.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing.
Good. So you have been. And thank you for sharing that with so others can learn.
All right, so if you have a friend that's in the hospital and they're very sick or whatever, it would be to include everyone who has that same condition.
Correct. You create a vessel of all of the souls that have that same condition.
Which is basically what we're doing for Third Meal, you know, when we, you know, we create
correct
the vessel. So, okay. Sometimes you just have to hear things over and over, and it, because it sometimes it applies to other situations in a little bit different cast than, you know, so you sometimes don't recognize that the same principle applies. So
that is very
true. Okay.
So what? So I have a question. So what you're saying is, since I have lung problems, when I pray for all of the people that have lung problems.
That's correct.
And ask that, you know, that they be better off. And that would include myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are part of that group that you're praying for, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, nice to know I've been doing something right.
Hannah Esther, you started to ask something?
I just wanted to say something kind of funny on this. When we were speaking about the TV and the negativity, and I don't watch TV, but it's always on, and I'll hear things. And last week on the Kardashians, which are very popular, Khloe Kardashian, she mentioned something about being a tag along for Third Meal. So I know that the message is getting out there, especially like in reality TV. It's getting out there, but just in like little spurts.
That's funny.
It's getting out there because of the impact of the Kabbalah Center in Hollywood. That's why it was the center of the Kabbalah Center was moved in the early 90s from New York to Los Angeles, so that the connection to the world of entertainment would be able more easily made. Verse 24. 357. Ima Dishadim Awat Masitra Atyan Kali Nun Shadim Demit Haman Mi Bene Nashav Natle Ruach Eyota Minaihu Bechaikat Bechon Diavde Klon da'alye ha'keryan Ugin deva'al da'rei Keriate mesitra deruach Masava va'eliaska'a Garmeya le'it da'ka'a Mineya v'ha'u'ha Chavdaraya. Come and see. This Na'ama is the mother of demons. From her side originates all those demons who sexually arouse men, absorb the spirit of lust from them, seduce them, and eventually cause them to release semen in vain. And since this wastage of semen comes from the side of the spirit of defilement, one has to wash and to purify himself. This the friends have already explained. Questions, comments, thoughts.
The wash, is it just strictly washing the hands, or does it include the mikvah?
No, it means the mikvah.
Okay.
And it doesn't just mean releasing semen in vain. It can be that you're being intimate with your, and that release of semen requires you to go to the mikveh the next morning.
Okay.
So are there any other questions? Because that's the end of the section. We'll start with section 63 tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Everyone have a beautiful evening.
You too.
We'll be at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Thank you.
Shalom. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.